Councilman Chuck Owen?
Yes.
Councilwoman Jermaine Cornegay?
Yes.
Councilwoman Brenda Kinzer?
Yes.
Councilman Carl DeYoung?
I'm having a hard time. Are we approving the agenda?
We are approving the finance and claim checks. Do you... Are you in favor? Opposed?
I can't hear the mayor.
Okay. I'll come back to you. Councilman Glenn Allen?
Yes.
Councilman Brendan McGoffin?
Yes.
Okay. Councilman Carl DeYoung, the question was, do you approve the finance claim checks and the payroll checks?
So agenda item, finance, claim checks, and payroll, item one, yes.
Okay. All right. So motion carries. Moving on to council ratification of the mayor's emergency declaration. Again, please state who you are. I'm looking for a motion.
Madam Mayor, this is Brenda. I make a motion to approve the ratification of the mayor's emergency declaration.
Second by Couch.
I heard Councilwoman Brenda Kinzer make a motion to approve the mayor's emergency declaration, seconded by Councilman Couch. So again, I will go through the roll call. I'm going to assume, Mr. Couch, because you made the second, that you are for it. Councilman Chuck Owen?
Yes.
Councilwoman Jermaine Cornegay?
Yes.
Okay. Brenda's already made the motion. Councilman Carl DeYoung?
Carl here.
Do you
I'm
approve?
Having a hard time hearing the mayor.
Yeah.
I'm considering logging off and logging back on.
Okay. So why don't you call in, Mr. DeYoung?
I heard Mr. DeYoung.
Why don't you call in?
Bill.
Councilman Glenn Allen?
Yes.
Councilman Brendan McGoffin?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So moving on to the approval of the agreement for Public Works. It's a possible bid award for the Public Works Agreement, numbers 2020 PW21 to 2020 PW23-2020. These contracts are critical to provide the backup for the wastewater treatment plant crew in case of an emergency equipment failure, requiring expertise and equipment capacity I can't read what that says, capacity to respond with the needs of the plant. Is that what it says here? Emergency equipment failure requiring expertise and equipment capacity beyond the staff's capacity to respond. With the age of the plant and the recent issues with the equipment of this becoming a critical concern. So, Mr. Freiberger, did you want to speak to this at all?
Just basically what you said. This is these are on-call agreements for emergency repairs that, due to the age of the plant, are becoming somewhat more frequent, and we wanted to have some capacity beyond what our crew is able to do in a short term to make those repairs expeditiously.
Are there any questions by the council? Please state your name before you ask, or any comments.
Madam Mayor, Councilman Couch, I move to approve Public Works Agreements 2020 PW21 to PW23.
Okay. Madam Mayor.
Sorry. That's Ms. Jermaine. Sorry. I just seconded that.
Okay. So I have a motion by Councilman Jared Couch, seconded by Councilwoman Jermaine Cornegay. Any more discussion? Okay, I am looking for approval. Again, I will do the roll call. So, Councilman Jared Couch?
Yes.
Councilman Chuck Owen?
Yes.
Councilwoman Jermaine Cornegay?
Yes.
Councilwoman Brenda Kinzer?
Yes.
Councilman Glenn Allen?
Yes.
Councilman Brendan McGoffin?
Yes.
And then Councilman Carl DeYoung? Okay, we've lost Councilman DeYoung. All right. So, motion carries. Now we're going to move on to the approval of the emergency COVID. And in your packet, it may say leave policy and sick leave. But as you probably saw as you received those documents today, there is a shared leave bank and a home emergency leave. And I am going to turn this over to City Supervisor Doug Merriman.
Thank you, Mayor. Council members, this agenda item is actually split into two pieces, as the mayor suggested. We have two different policies that pertain to our leave that we're looking at for COVID-19. The first one is a donated shared leave bank policy, and the second one we'll talk about in a moment is a work-at-home emergency leave policy. So I'll talk about the first one. The COVID-19 donated shared leave bank is a little bit different than the leave bank that the city uses currently. What this means is employees are able to donate leave, such as sick leave or vacation that they've earned, to someone else who's in need of additional time. With the COVID-19 virus going on, we're running into situations where some persons may run out of leave. They don't have enough accrued because they're new, or they've had other instances where they've had to use their leave. What this does, it affords them the ability to gain some extra leave from those that wish to donate that. So what we're doing in this case is we're setting up a pool that all the donations will go into, and then on a case-by-case basis, we're able to assign some of that leave to those individuals that need it. In order for someone to donate, they have to keep at least 120 work hours for themselves. They can't donate below that level. At the end of this crisis, when we're done, if we have leave in the pool that needs to go back, we'll divide that up between the donors and give that back to them. But the key thing we wanted to do was to help protect people that are taking care of themselves or family, and they're starting to run out of sick leave. That's policy number one. Policy number two is a work-at-home emergency leave policy, and this covers the day-to-day operations of city staff. Under this policy, there are two scenarios. One is the city closed to the public, but everyone here is working? The second scenario will be, is the city business closed and employees are home by executive order of the governor, which is the case which will start happening tomorrow. So I'll go through both scenarios briefly for a moment to let you know how this works. If we're closed to the public but still working, it's business as normal. We use our normal leave banks. If someone is sick, they take their sick leave. If an employee runs out of sick leave, they would have the ability to tap into the donated shared leave that I talked about a moment ago. So it's pretty much business as usual. The second item, though, is different. This is if the city operations are closed by executive order, we implement the emergency leave on-call policy. And what this does is everybody goes home except those critical and essential services that we still need to provide. Those services are fire, police, sewer, and solid waste. In addition, there are positions that need to support those operations, so there will be some staff, say, in the finance department for purchasing, for utility payments, and for payroll. They will be in on a limited basis, but as soon as that essential work is done, they go home as well. The key thing about the emergency leave is that people are home and they are paid. This is an emergency leave only for the COVID-19 period. So those are the two different leave policies we have on the agenda for today. So each of those would take a separate action by City Council, first and a second, to approve those two policies. And I can answer any questions you might have.
This is Jermaine. I do have a question. I was wondering, those that have to work that cannot work at home, you know, those, like, if they are police officers, since they still have to work with others, and we're basically making them work, are they being tested at all, or is there any way for them to be tested since they still have to work?
So, Chief Klinger, do you want to answer this?
At this time, I'm sorry, this is Chief Klinger. At this time, there are testing available unless it's recommended by your physician or the ER staff. You're seeing some first responders testing in King, Pierce, and Snohomish counties, but at this time it hasn't worked its way up to Skagit County yet. I'm afraid that we haven't been deemed a big enough risk pool yet, I guess, to start testing first responders. But that question has been brought up to DEM and to the EMS. When is that going to be available to us?
Okay, well, thank you.
Are there other questions or comments?
Madam Mayor, Councilman Couch.
Yes?
I move to approve on-call/work-at-home emergency leave policy and procedure number 2020-001.
Councilman Brendan.
This is Jermaine Corn. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Brendan.
Councilman Brendan, I second. Okay. Thanks, Jeremy.
All right, so I have a motion by Councilman Couch and seconded by Councilman McGoffin to approve the work-at-home emergency leave number 2020001. Any more discussion? Okay, so again, roll call. Councilman Couch?
Yes.
Councilman Chuck Owen?
Yes.
Councilwoman Jermaine Cornegay?
Yeah.
Councilwoman Brenda Kinzer?
Yes.
Councilman Glenn Allen?
Yes.
Councilman Brendan McGoffin?
Yes.
And do we have Councilman Carl DeYoung with us? No, doesn't look like we do. Okay. So motion carries.
Madam Mayor?
Yes. I'm sorry, who's this?
Councilman Couch, I move to approve COVID-19 donated shared leave bank policy and procedure number 2020-002.
Second, this is Jermaine Cornegay, second.
Okay. I have a motion by Councilman Couch, seconded by Councilwoman Cornegay, approving the policy procedure for the COVID-19 donated shared leave bank 2020-002. Any more discussion? All in favor? Oops, I got to take a roll call, don't I? Okay, Councilman Couch. Councilman Chuck Owen.
Yes.
Councilwoman Jermaine Cornegay.
Yes.
Councilwoman Brenda Kinzer.
Yes.
Councilman Glenn Allen.
Yes.
Councilman Brendan McGoffin.
Yes.
Okay. Again, I am looking to see if we have Councilman Couch with us.
You mean DeYoung?
DeYoung. Nope. Okay. So motion carries. So thank you. And we are moving on to our last item, which is approval of the telecommunication policy. Mr. Merriman.
Thank you, Mayor.
Is there a question? Okay.
No.
Mr. Merriman.
Okay. Thank you, Mayor. The last item we have is the policy on telecommunication. And this really is a telecommuting agreement policy that is set up for city staff to use. Currently, there are times when we have staff that can be home under the COVID scenario and do telecommuting work for the city. What we've been doing so far in the past is it's usually been a verbal agreement between the person and their supervisor as to where they'll be working and what they'll be working on. One thing I did notice, though, is we did not have a policy that addressed telecommuting. And every action needs a good policy like that. So one of the things I decided to put together was a telecommuting agreement. And this is something that documents an agreement between the employee and their supervisor as to what type of work they'll be doing, when they'll be doing it, and how they can be contacted at different points in the day for an update. So the agreement that you have in front of you is just that formalization of that informal process that we've been doing. So what we're looking for then is for council to approve the telecommuting policy agreement.
Okay. Are there any questions or comments?
Madam Mayor, this is Councilman McGoffin. I have a question.
Yes.
What method are we using for telecommunication? Do we have a VPN or is it Office 365?
So, Director Bill Chambers, could you answer this?
Yes, that's WatchGuard VPN.
Okay. Do we have a capacity for the number of people that could potentially be telecommuting?
The capacity, from what I've read, is about 55. Realistically, at any one time, I think 25 is probably realistic.
Okay, sounds good. I just asked because we, at my work, we had to get a special license to have additional users past our. So if we're all set there, then that's a good sign.
Good, thank you. Anyone else? Okay, if not.
Mayor, this is Councilmember DeYoung. I move the telecommunications policy.
All right. Welcome back, Mr. DeYoung. So I'm sorry, who's second?
Councilman Couch.
Councilman Couch. All right. So we have a motion by Councilman DeYoung, seconded by Councilman Couch to approve the telecommuting agreement. Any more discussion? All right. We will do the roll call. Councilman Jared Couch.
Yes.
Councilman Chuck Owen.
Yes.
Councilwoman Jermaine Cornegay.
Yes.
Councilwoman Brenda Kinzer.
Yes.
Councilman Glenn Allen.
Yes.
Councilman Brendan McGoffin.
Yes.
And Councilman Carl DeYoung. Okay. All right. So looks like we've lost him again.
Councilmember DeYoung, yes.
All right. Thank you. So motion carries. All right. So, Mr. Merriman, do you want to do a synopsis for the council members?
Sure. I can do that.
Okay.
So far for the COVID-19 situation, we've been putting in a lot of work, of course, developing the policies. But the staff and department heads have done a great job at coordinating our communication lines and making determinations as to what services are essential. And for those that at times will be essential, we've put together calendars of when staff may come in and then return home. So the key thing is just finding out what our essential services are and making sure those are covered. At the same time, we've been taking additional steps to really look at our staff and see who might be in risk categories, either themselves or their family members, and making sure that they're taken care of well, and it just may be that it's just time for them to go home and be safe. So we've been sending email messages out to all staff to brief them on what's going on. And so as we close business today, we should be have everything wrapped up and know how we proceed, because tomorrow will be the first day of rolling this out. So as the mayor mentioned, we're blazing some new trails here, and it'll be interesting to see. But I believe we have everything taken care of. One item you may want to note is we had discussions with Valdez Construction yesterday about the library project, and they asked what the city felt on that. However, we referred that discussion back to them and their own corporate council, and who made the determination that Valdez is not an essential service to those critical services of the city. Therefore, you will see the library project closing down this evening. Valdez will be providing security, as well as our police department will make random stops by just to make sure the site is secure. So unfortunately, that project will have to come to a stop for a few days, at least while we're during this period. But for the most part, I think we have everything under control, and the departments are doing great. Department heads are really coordinating everything. And I think we'll do our best to get through this period and then come back later and do what we do best and get back to work.
So, and I have to say that they have been doing a fantastic job. We have a great team here. So I just want to thank you again for doing the call-in. This is the first time that we have done this. Just so you are aware, our work session for April has been canceled, and as has our council session for, I believe it's April 8th, if I got that right. April 8th. Is that correct?
I'm looking to see.
I think so.
Okay.
So are we going to do the this again for April 8th or no?
So we're trying to work through the governor's policy, but as I understand it, we cannot hold meetings unless they pertain to COVID-19. Is that correct or is that incorrect?
Oh, I see.
I can go ahead and clarify that one.
Yeah.
The governor came out with a new proclamation yesterday that discussed issues on the Open Public Meetings Act as well as Public Record Act. And there's still a little bit of wording getting worked out there. But basically, in a nutshell, what it comes down to is we don't have in-person meetings anymore. And items on the agenda, there was a limitation on what we could take action on. But what's been clarified through today a little bit, before it felt as if nothing could be taken action on unless it had to do with COVID-19. However, further information has come out that says if there are ordinary and necessary items that we do on a recurring basis or if it's an emergency type issue, we can take action on those as well.
And
that just came out recently. So it looks like the goal is to limit people coming into city council meetings, but we do have to provide then, if we're not having the in-person meeting, it's mandatory we provide a telephonic way, such as we're doing today, for people to listen in and to hear the meeting. So that's why we're really pushing hard for the GoToMeeting process like this. That proclamation, I believe, goes through April 23rd. So that will be for a one-month period of time.
Okay, thank you.
So there is that possibility then, Mr. Merriman, with this new information that you've received, that we could have a council meeting on the 8th.
Correct.
Correct. Okay, excellent. So we'll keep you posted on that. But the work session is canceled. So that is it. Thank you so much for joining us. And at 3:33, we are adjourned.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Yeah, I'm not sure if maybe...